There's a lot of things that make the news that I don't know that I would call newsworthy, but I would say that this story is newsworthy. I would say that this story is one worth telling. I would say that this story is one that everyone should be able to read, and that's why we have people in different countries translating the Bible in different languages, right, John, with a ministry called Weekly. We have that. It's worth everyone reading because it's a gift that's given to everyone. You know, I was thinking about some of the things that we read in the news, and I began to go through, and I found some pretty funny things that, you know, sometimes it, maybe it's newsworthy, but it just comes off a little weird. I've got some headlines here for you. Here's one: federal agents raid gun shop, find weapons. You know, like, I am so glad that we had somebody to write an article to tell me that if you raid a gun shop, you're going to find weapons. Homicide victims rarely talk to police. True. True. All right? Yeah, I mean, it took a second, but we got there. Okay, good. City is unsure why the sewer smells. We might want to educate the city on what goes in the sewer. Worker suffers leg pain after crane drops 800-pound ball on his head. That'll give you a leg ache if I ever heard of it. You know, sometimes some things just come off a little funny. Sometimes we have stories that are considered newsworthy that are about a celebrity's life and their choices and what they wore on the red carpet or what they did in their relationship. Sometimes if you get on places like Facebook, or I've never been on Twitter, but if you get on Twitter and you get on all these other things, you can find out what people had for breakfast. You can find out what time they went to the bathroom. It's amazing what you can find out on these things. But I don't know that I would call it newsworthy. But yet again, I'll say this story, the story that we just heard about from the very children of our church, from the very children we are hoping and praying will grow up, not just knowing about God, but they will grow up knowing that He is real and that He loves them. He has a plan for their lives and that He sent His Son just for them. And I pray, you know, I pray that as they're asked the question at Christmas time, does anybody know whose birthday it is at Christmas? One of the best answers I've ever heard, a little child raised their hand, Santa. That's what I pray. It's a newsworthy story. And I think what we must remember as followers of Jesus, if you're here and you say, I believe that Jesus did what He said He did. He came to do what He said He came to do. He took on my sin and your sin on the cross. He was born of a virgin. God raised Him from the dead. He's now with the Heavenly Father in heaven, and I want to believe everything that Jesus teaches me. I want to learn it, and I want to practice it. If you're a follower of Jesus, then our job is to do just about everything that included that little story that the children gave us today. Our job is to be the James, the reporter on the scene. Our job is to be the one going and finding out, do people really know what's happening with Christmas? Do people really know that all this other stuff is good? And I talked about it last week. And I'm not going to rehash last week's sermon. All this other stuff, there's nothing necessarily wrong with it. But do we really know what Christmas is all about? Do we really know what that first name is, that Christ in Christmas? We're to be the reporter on the scene telling that newsworthy story. This morning we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 to start. This was written about 700 years before Jesus was actually born. It's a long time. God gave His prophet. He gave this man who was called to give His message to His people, God's message to God's people. He gave him this message, and this is what Isaiah wrote to the people. It didn't happen in Isaiah's lifetime, but it was important enough for him to write it down. Isaiah. For a child will be born to us. A son will be given to us. And the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named. Will be vast, and his prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. Familiar to you? For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us. God has indeed given his son. A child has been born. And if you're here and you're part of Southwinds, you're no stranger to children being born, right? Like, we've got babies coming out of our ears right now, okay? And praise God, right? Like, church growth by natural means, it's a wonderful thing. This, as you know, if you're here this morning and you follow Jesus, as you know, this is a very special baby. This was one that wasn't created. This is one that was sent. Because Jesus always has been and always will be. He was with the Father when he created the world. Jesus has no beginning and he has no end. But God sent him in the very form of a little baby. He grew him up in a household with a father that worked hard, tried very hard to do well for his family, to please God in everything that he did, a mother that did her best to make those wise decisions. And by the way, can you imagine if you're Mary, growing up with, I know all of us think we have the perfect children, right? Like we just, not sometimes we know they're not, but can you imagine growing up as Joseph and Mary and literally your son is perfect? When you get mad at him, you know your heart is bad, right? Like it's, they did their best and they raised this little boy because they knew he was special. This is the one who God was going to unfold his whole plan to bring the sin of the world away. God tells us he separated us from our sin as far as east is from the west. Do you know the east and west go on literally forever? That's a long way. This is that special baby that we celebrate his birth on December the 25th. And I pray that for all of our families, that this really would be a newsworthy story. You know, I know most of us, if it's newsworthy, if we're really interested in it, there's no problem with us talking about it. There's no problem with us saying, man, did you hear when Harper went to Putin and he said, you better get out of the Ukraine? Heard about that. Talked about it. This is a newsworthy story. This one. In just a few minutes here, we're going to remember this baby Jesus. We're going to remember what he's done for us by taking a little cracker and a little cup of juice. We're going to observe what we call the Lord's Supper. You may have heard it called communion. We're going to do that in just a few minutes. But we do it because this is newsworthy. We do it because he told us, I want you to remember me. I want you to remember that, yes, I was born of a virgin. I was born of a woman who God sent me to. And I was born for you. I was born for your neighbors. I was born for the people that you haven't met yet. I was born for your coworkers. I was born for them. I was born for the whole world. I want you to remember me. This is a newsworthy story, and it's not just newsworthy on December the 25th. This is worthy of being told. This is worthy of being celebrated every single day. I want to ask you just for a moment, if you would, close your eyes. And instead of reading along with me, I want to read to you this Christmas story. We heard it told beautifully through our children. I want to read to you from the account in Luke. If you're a visual person, you really need to read it. I'm going to lose you with your eyes closed. That's okay. You open your eyes and you open your Bible to Luke chapter 2. And you can follow along. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. This first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town, and Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him snugly in cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them at the inn. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. Peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the feeding trough. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as they had been told. Christmas story told to us from Luke chapter 2. With your heads continuing to be bowed and your eyes closed, I just want to ask you, is there someone that needs to hear this newsworthy story? Is there someone that we need to pray for right now, that you need to pray for in your own heart, that you are going to lift to God and say, "God, whether it's me or whether it's someone, whether somehow, some way, God, would you bring them this story?" And not just a story, but God, would you cause it to ring true in their heart? Help out with our own families. Just between you and the Lord, I want you to ask, God, with my family, how do we focus our attention on you? Maybe there's family members that are in your household right now that need this story. But ask them. God, how can we make Jesus the star of Christmas? Father, we marvel together at this story. God, we are amazed at your truth. God, this is not just some fairy tale. This is not just a nice thing to tell our kids at Christmas time. God, this is not only true, but God, this literally changed the world. And Father, we come before you and pray and ask, God, that through our families, through our relationships, God, that you would use this story, that you would use the fact that Christmas isn't just another day. It's not just a wonderful time to be able to give presents to our loved ones and to get together and eat and celebrate and be together as family. But God, it's a time when truly we set aside special to worship our King. God, as Christmas approaches, Lord, we pray for opportunities. We pray for opportunities to share this newsworthy story. God, we understand. We understand that we don't hear a lot about it in the media. God, that's okay, because the media is not accountable to you. They mostly don't belong to you. But God, your people are accountable. Lord, it's our job to be the ones that broadcast the story of Christmas. Lord, would you use us to do that? And Father, we pray that you would be honored and glorified. Lord, we pray that as we prepare to, Lord, observe this time of remembering what you sent your son to do. God, not just remembering that you sent him, God, that he accomplished everything that you gave him. Lord, and he gave us the ability to have right standing with you through the shedding of his blood, breaking of his body, and Father, the resurrection from the dead. Again, Lord, as we come into this Christmas time, let us remember that it is all about you. Father, I just pray that if there's anything that stands between any of us and you, God, any sin in our life, that we would repent of it now, that we would turn from it now. We would get our hearts right with you and be prepared to observe this Lord's Supper. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a newsworthy story. It's a story that's not just worth being told, it's a story that must be told. It's a story that must be remembered. It's a story that, man, I don't know if you grew up with it or not, but I pray, whether you grew up with it or whether you're just being introduced to it, that it's just as powerful today as it ever has been for you. I'm going to ask it as we prepare. Steve and Cal, would you come and bring the table to the front? Cal, could you come and help Steve? Perfect. What they're setting before you, many of you know, it's just little crackers made by someone that loves Southwinds Church. It's just little cups of juice. There's nothing special about the juice. We mixed it at home this morning, okay? There's nothing special about what's in these boxes. What's special about what we're about to do is what we remember. And we remember that little baby Jesus that we celebrate, that King who came into the world, born of a virgin, he did something for us that no one else in the world could do, no one else will ever be able to do. He forgives us of our sin. And he leads us. He walks with us in just a moment. I'm going to ask you to come forward when you're ready. And for those that do have any gluten-free needs, we have a little container of gluten-free. Please leave that for anyone that needs it, okay? But we do have a little container for anyone that needs. But I'm going to ask you in just a moment, when you come, take a cracker, take a cup, and go back to your seat, and we'll observe the Lord's Supper together, all as a family. If you're here today and you haven't made that choice that Jesus is who he says he is, that he's done what he said he came to do, and that you follow him with all of your life, this time is for those that have made that decision. No one's going to look to the right, no one's going to look to the left. You come talk to us. We'd love to talk with you about that. We'd love to walk you through that decision. But I'm going to ask you, as you are ready, that you would come, take a cracker, take a cup, and go back to your seat, and we'll give you instructions from there. You come when God lets you. During this time, we don't want to just remember the birth of our King. And we do. We focus on that. We remember it. But we also want to remember his life. That he accomplished everything the Father sent him to do. We remember his life. We remember his death on a cross. We remember that God raised him from the dead. providing forgiveness for all of us. May we remember that Jesus told us, do this in remembrance of him. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 11, I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Steve, would you pray for the body for us? The same way that this little piece of cracker, this little piece of bread reminds us of his body that was given for us, that was broken for us. His body that he called the bread of life. We also take the cup and we remember that there was no forgiveness of sin. There was no way that we could have our debt paid for us apart from the shedding of blood. And it could only be the blood of one that was worthy. Of one that was without spot. One that was blameless. One that was without sin. One that was perfect. And his name is Jesus. And he's the one that we celebrate his birth. And he's the one we celebrate his resurrection. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And we remember because one day Jesus is coming back. We pray for that day. We wait for that day with anticipation. But we remember. We remember. Let's take the cup together. As often as we do this, we remember. He came as a baby, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, took on your sin and my sin and the sin of the world, and he provided the only way to a right relationship with God, and that is through Jesus Christ. Pray that this will be a blessing to you as you go about this, not just this Christmas season, but as you go about the life that God has given each of us to live. Pray that this will be a blessing to you and a reminder to all of us.